buy the future now, purchase the future today. In the journey of life, as you take a walk, as you run through life, you will discover that from time to time you may make mistakes. A lot of things may happen on your way to the journey of life. Maybe listening to me today, you've made a couple of mistakes in your life by your choices, by the acts and the things you've done. Now, because of that, our past may not be exactly what we had anticipated. Our past may not be exactly what we, by the special grace of God, had loved it to be. It may be so chaotic, just like in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, when God created the heaven, he created the heavens and the earth, and the earth he created was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. Maybe at this point of your life, there is voidness, a lack of direction, voidness, lack of achievement. This is not exactly where you believe God to be in life. You believe to have gone farther than where you are today. But I want you to know that no matter how damaged your past is, your future is still spotless. No matter how tarnished, no matter how terrible your past has been, your future is still spotless. The lives we live today, they have ways and capacity to become influencers of our destiny tomorrow. Your daily routine, daily activities, every great man is made by the decisions he made. We are the sum total of our decisions, the sum total of our thoughts. What precipitates our failure or our success in life, they are the decisions we make in our lives and in our journey to destiny. So it doesn't matter how ugly your yesterday or yesteryears are, you can really buy an enviable future today. You can buy, purchase an enviable future today. Matthew 13 and verse 44. Matthew 13 and verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man had found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he had and buyeth that field. Bring it back, sir. Verse 44. Do you have another translation? A man discovered this. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure buried in a field that a man found and reburied. Then in his joy, he goes and sells everything that he may acquire the field, that he may purchase that field. What are you willing to sell to purchase the field of your greatness? There is this treasure in your tomorrow. There is this treasure in your destiny. There is treasure that is ahead. This man, he found this treasure. He was willing to let go every other thing to lay hold of it. He was willing to let go every other thing. One of the scriptures that helped me growing up, the Bible says, in a great man's house there are vessels. Vessels of art, vessels of wood, vessels of gold, and vessels of silver. Some to honor, some to dishonor. Nobility and ignobility. He says, but if a man purges himself from these things, he shall become a vessel meet, qualified, ready for the master's use. Message says that man shall become such kind of vessel that the owner of the house uses to serve his guests. Man discovered this. Has there been something you discovered about your future that you are willing to let go of every other thing? You are willing to sell every other thing you have. You are willing to let go of relationships that do not enthrone God in your life. Buy your future now. Also tells us about a lot of people, a couple of young men and young women who live in the now. That's all we saw. Lost his birthright. Esau was a great hunter. His brother Jacob was a farmer. But the day the father asked for venison, that is pepper soup that is made from savory meat, he couldn't have any. But his brother that was a farmer had animal at home, because he believed in eating every other thing. That's why there are a couple of people here that have come to a point that God cannot trust them with it, because the ones that came around them. I was talking with my friend a couple of hours ago today, and then there is this friend or a colleague, he always uses this word that money is meant to be wasted. Has touched millions, multiple millions. Nothing to show for it. No property anywhere, nothing. There is more to life. There are a couple of people here, sir. God cannot trust them with money. Hey, God cannot trust them with money. That's the difference between the great. I've been following Warren Buffett and a couple of these guys, the richest man in China. I discovered the richest man in China, his the house where he lives is not close to the 1 millionth, that is 1, 2, 3 to 1 million best houses in China. One of these days, they asked Mark Zuckerberg, why is it no jewelry, is always simple? They have simple cars. He said the idea is to be rich and not look rich. The idea is what? To be rich, not to look rich. Because there are a lot of rich looking persons. I know of someone who doesn't have a property anywhere, but he does first class. In fact, he borrows money to do first class. He's flying to Abuja, he's first class. And if you know what Emirates first class is like, you know it's a fortune. By the future now. There are decisions you've got to take today that will bring about productivity in the future, in your tomorrow. When Abraham saw one of the mountains that the Lord promised that he will reveal the land in the land of Moriah, he saw the mountain afar off, and he told his servant, wait here while we go yonder and worship. He was willing to let go of Isaac.
Isaac was asking of a lamb, which is a type of Christ in the first coming. Because this is the lamb that takes away the sins of the world. That lamb that took away the sins of the world cannot bring dominion on earth.
You didn't hear me.
The lamb nature of God, the nature is to be killed. There has to be another nature. So by the time Abraham got to that place, he took up the knife to kill his son. The Bible said, God said, don't touch the boy. Look, there is a ram. There is a ram. The boy asked for a lamb. He said, there is a ram. Rams have horns.
He talks about the adult Jesus. He talks about the Jesus that will come with dominion. These things are very important. And God said, now I know. That decision he took, God said, today have I sworn that in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. What are you willing to do to provoke God to swear a blessing? Believe God to become a successful businessman. There are steps you've got to take. You believe God to become a great minister of the gospel. There are things you must do. There are protocols that must be observed for an upward trajectory in life. One of these protocols is the protocol of holy living. Holy living. Discover that anyone that must do something worthwhile in the future, God must take something worthwhile from him. God must take from you to make for you. You can't afford to live your life anyhow, sir. You can't afford to live your life anyhow. The children of Israel treasured the cucumbers of Israel, the cucumbers of Egypt, more than the fellowship they had in the wilderness. They treasured this cucumber more than the cloud of glory that was following them, more than the manna that God has sent. Over time, believers began to, we begin to desire things that are less than where we are coming from. The prodigal son left multitude of good and sumptuous meals, gone off to a very far country to start feeding with the food that belonged to pigs. That's how most of us live. People that are created to become giants in life see themselves in the most unassuming, indescribable situations, things they cannot fathom. Because of the decisions they are making. That's why a lot of ladies are desperate. Currently, many desperate. Why are they desperate? Desperate for marriage. Because they have gone to one bridal shower, another bridal shower, and all of that. Is that all to life? Desperate, a guy says hello, and they are even, you know, if you say hello, they say, hi, are you the owner of that car? You say no, they say, pass. How I wish you understand this. I met one of my friends who taught me how to preach. At SS1, I knew when he backslided. He became a big boy. I know. He became a big boy. I was telling him, let us continue this. He said, no. He has found a way. That time, if he preached in a class, he was preaching in a class, and they want to bring me in to talk. The student will start murmuring. The guy was good. A couple of years ago, he came begging for 10,000. They didn't go to school. I saw this guy, he had been reduced to, because there is something about serving God. The joy of the Lord will always refresh you. Every servant of God has this refreshment from God, because our youth are continually
renewed. I saw the guy, couldn't recognize him anymore. He was begging for 10,000. He said, why do you need 10,000? He was trying to explain. I said, no, 10,000. He was saying, okay, it's like it's too much, even if it is four. I said, no, what I mean is 10,000. Have you come to that point? I gave him that money a couple of times. And then I saw, the Lord said to him, it was an SS1 that where he is, the decision of where he is was made. Reuben lost the blessing of the father. Immediately he took that woman and was going up the bed of his father. Immediately he took the father's wife and was going up that bed. That was when the glory was lost. And what he did that didn't last, even if he was a gigolo, it didn't last up to 2 hours. What he did that didn't last up to 2 hours took a toll on him, on his generation, on generations to come. That while his father was about to die, he called all of them. He said, Reuben, thou art the excellency of my strength, but you are as unstable as the waters. You can't be trusted with anything. Lot woman rewrote the history of her life by a single decision. The day she decided to help the servants of God that came to spy Jericho. That single decision. What decisions are you making today, sir? I was telling a couple of people things. I said, if what our fathers did is affecting us, excuse me, I want you to pay attention. If what they did is affecting us, what the what? Some of them gave food to idols, sacrifice to idols. If what they did is affecting us in the now, don't you think that what we are doing now will affect our children? Like this church, my daughter who is 2 months plus is here. She's hearing the word. All my children, these things are not invented. Every Wednesday you run to church, there are places that people stay in the bar. A lot of things, a lot of people are not here. Some of you shut down your shops to be here. You are writing a chronicle that your children, you know, a couple of us, we are born into families. We didn't even know what happened, but what we knew is that we were born and we started struggling. And we saw that we are battles that started raging against us from the day we were born. Without permission, because of the things that we are done. Now, do you know some of the things you are doing like a service to the Lord? You are bringing your children into the realm of effortless manifestation. That people will not know why they are just prospering. And every day you come to Wednesday services, you lift. Don't joke with those things. You lift up something they call offering and you drop it. You lift up tithe and then you drop it. From time to time you kneel down on the altar and then you begin to pray. At any time you are giving, that a generation is giving it through you. You didn't hear what I said. Even if you have given birth, you are giving it on behalf of the children, on behalf of the generations to come. Even if you have not given birth, last 10 years, 4 of my kids were here. What did I say? 4 of my children were in me. 10 years later, 4 of them came out of me. Look at the inference. What it means is that if last 10 years, I killed people, we killed the people together. You didn't hear what I said. Do you know why the Bible says I will save you
and saved your family. When a man makes an altar call, you've not given birth, and then you say, I surrender all to Jesus. When you make that altar call, every child you will ever give birth to is doing altar call. Every child. Like his first child is a daughter. Salvation. That's the name. So you are saints that are answering to Jesus. When you go to join court, your children have joined the same court. That's why the Bible says, he said that the sin of the fathers will be reckoned unto their children, their children's children, their children's children, until the fourth generation. It is not that the fourth generation makes it to expire. No, sir. It is the generation that says no. Now what happens? That generation disconnects from what is done here and begins its own generation afresh. You didn't hear what I said. There are things I want you to pay attention to. No matter, listen, my son, my life goes a long way in determining who he becomes. It's not a joke. There are battles he won't fight if I didn't fight them. There are battles he cannot avoid, else he will fight them and overcome. There are battles he can't avoid if those battles are in my life. That's why you must pay attention. A young man saw the nakedness of the father and went outside and told, he didn't cover it. The father came to curse him. The father didn't curse him direct. You remember the story? Ham and Canaan. The father cursed the son. I said, and that's where Africa came from. That's where Africa came from. He said, you shall be a servant to your brothers. You don't know what is happening. Great Britain, they don't have anything. There is nothing practically they have. They don't have any natural resources. No gold, no silver, no diamond. Diamond is in Liberia. Gold is in Ghana. Oil is in Nigeria. And we are servants to them. The family of Queen only. They have more gold than the whole Ghana put together, than Africa. That's where the gold they took from us. By 1984, UAE, the prince, they came to meet Obasanjo in Nigeria to beg Nigeria to help them. Obasanjo turned them down. 1984, 31 years later, Nigerians are struggling to go there. There is something that happened. There is something that our founding father did that caused his son. Now what do we do? There is a new awareness. If any man is in Christ Jesus, this is a new creation. That's why the generation that takes Africa to the next level is a recreated generation. We cannot break loose connecting to what our father did. It's a recreated generation. So there must be an awareness of paganism. Must know, sir, that what you do today has a lot of things to do with where you are going and what you produce. My daughters, put any song now. Even if it is Frank Edward, any kind of song they have not heard, the first thing they ask, my wife is here, is it a bad song? And you start dancing it. There are some of these video clips. You know, you see on African Magic, they are singing before a picture. You know what I mean? You know, there is an interlude in the film, and then you are maybe nodding your head. My little daughter that is 2 years plus,
Daddy, you are dancing bad song. And then sometimes it is playing. She will tell the sister, wait for what? To know whether it is a bad song or not.
When you sing so much, even at 2 years, start doing things that everybody will start laughing. She starts speaking in tongues. How she closes her eyes and we speak and burst into laughter. Now it may seem like she doesn't know what she's doing, but she knows her environment is controlling her. So it is not normal for your child to be dancing shaku shaku. It is irresponsibility on the side of the parent. They are going for parties, all manner of parties. You see children wear all manner of things. You mean that child is 2-3 years, you put mini or bun short on that child, and the child comes and then begin, everybody is laughing. You are even videoing the child. You are a disgrace to the kingdom. But how can you control them when that is what you do? Children learn more from seeing what their parents do than hearing what they say. The songs they play around. One day my son came back and there was this kind of song he danced. Shaku, and he danced it well. He crossed the hand and was dancing it. I said, no, this is strange to the kingdom. I said, come. The enemy must have done this. I said, yeah. Some people are saying, what is this man of God even saying? Shaku, come on, shaku, shaku, kwa. Some of those things are not common. There are things we won't go into. I said, what happened? He said, there is this boy in my class. After break, he takes boys on rehearsal. During break, he takes boys on rehearsal. So before 2 weeks, these guys became masters of shaku shaku. I said, what is the name of the boy? He told me, I got to school. I told the boy, come and dance shaku shaku. Of course he couldn't dance it. I invited the parent, not just on the dance, but there were other filthy things they could not control. We had a word and a sit out with them, and then I discovered that even as early as 12, I invited the father, his mouth was smelling alcohol. By 12, I gave up. I looked at that child. I said, Father, take control over the destiny of this little child. What are you doing today, sir? What are the investments you are making in your tomorrow? Great people don't make noise. They take time to build themselves. What capacity are you building that matches the level of exploit you anticipate tomorrow? Take time to get rooted. Take time to get planted. You may not make noise at the initial time. Sir, do you know there is a part of this city where a land is sold for 200,000? Instead of buying that phone now, that in 3 years will be useless, hold that urge. Go get a land of 200,000. You may look like a village today. Give it 7-8 years from now. And you know one thing about 7 and 8 years is that it's already here. It has arrived. My wedding was like yesterday. It has arrived. I'm already going into 8 years of marriage.
So you say, 8 years, 10 years is far. Before you know it, 10 years arrives. A lot of people eat the seed they should have planted today, and then there is no harvest tomorrow. This guy saw treasure in a field. What have you seen that you are willing to sell something for? I saw Jesus. I saw the kingdom. I was willing to sell my youthful age. I graduated 2008, 11 years ago. I couldn't go to service because I was told to lie. Very simple lie. Because you have your primary, your nursery, secondary, nursery, primary, and secondary, and university in Enugu. And then you came from Enugu, you were born in Enugu. Let us just say you are from Anambra State or Ebonyi State. Let's just write it. I said, don't do that. Eleven years later, I am doing that youth service, but in glory. I have to go outside Enugu, drive outside Enugu to go and do it. And then, do you have any regrets? No, I don't. Oh, do you know why I don't have any regrets? At least I'm one of the most prestigious youth service member in Nigeria. Who can come to youth service with GL? In fact, the day I entered camp, immediately somebody said, Daddy, he knelt down. I said, where is this person coming from? People were looking at me. And before I know it, people gathered, began to touch them, began to pray for them. One woman looked at me and said, the way I'm seeing you, did you come to serve? Are you an inspector? The way I'm seeing your eyes, you will not stay here. No one has ever said yes to Jesus and righteousness and regretted it. Sir, seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. Every other thing. The person that said this is the one whose personality cannot falter. So seek it. Every other thing shall be added. Make the kingdom your priority. Make righteousness your priority. Don't cut short. We wrote our entrance examination, and I saw a couple of schools. In one class, 60 children. One woman spoke something that really got to me. She said, you people have been saying you have a standard of staying 28 to 30 in a class, but when students start coming, you must change the standard. That's the same thing that happened here. That's the same thing that happened here. That's the same thing that happened here. 60 in a class, minimum of 58. You know, greed has enthroned a lot of things. People don't know when to say no to stop because money is involved. You may not be the one that is adding bromate to bread, to rice, but you are someone that has compromised certain standards in your place of work. Except the Lord built a house, the builders build in vain. If he doesn't watch over a city, the watchmen labor in vain. Did I discover that scripture? My life changed. Psalms chapter 127 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 16. Proverbs 3:16. Proverbs 13:16, sorry. 13:16. The rock calls me. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge. a fool layeth open his folly. Give it to me in another translation. If you have any other one that is not HCSB, every sensible person acts knowledgeably, but a fool displays his stupidity. Do you have another translation? Every prudent man walketh with knowledge, but a fool flaunteth his foolishness. Flaunteth his foolishness. Years have come and gone, and then we are glad we said yes to Jesus. Years have come and gone. We are so excited we accepted Jesus. What are the decisions you are taking today? These decisions have capacity to enthrone you or dethrone you tomorrow. But if you have made wrong turns, mistakes, you can still make amends. When Esau returned, he asked the father for his birthright, for the blessing. The father said, I've given all to your brother. He cried. He said, is there not any remaining? The father said, no. He kept on crying. He said to the father, give me no matter how small. The father said, I gave all to your brother. As he was crying and about to go, the father said, come. But I leave you with this word. Any day you grow restless. The father blessed Esau. A lot of people didn't. I'm not aware of it. He blessed him with the blessing of restlessness. He said, any day you grow tired of this bondage, you will break out of it. So he later grew out of it. That's why when he met his brother later on in his life, he met his brother with 400 servants. 400 people protecting him. He was already a big man. The brother said, let me say, no, forget whatever you have. He was already blessed. Every day you grow weary, you are going to break loose. It doesn't matter what you have lost. It doesn't matter the mistakes you made. You can still correct them. You can amend them. If Saul could amend his, yours is so small. You can amend it. Why you are alive today is because God is giving you an open blank check to write your future. What would you write? There is a blank check before you. You were a murderer yesterday, committed abortion yesterday, but in your tomorrow you are a saint. You were an Indian hemp smoker yesterday, tomorrow you never touch Indian hemp. You've not smoked Indian hemp on Friday. You've not smoked it on Thursday. Thursday is very, very holy. You can make an amend. You used to be a harlot many years ago. Do you know, ma, that tomorrow you are not a harlot? Because tomorrow is vacant. It is the decision you make today that will determine whether you are a harlot tomorrow or not. And I tell you, when your life begins, God begins with you. If you make a decision tonight to follow Jesus, he steps into that future. Do you know what he does? He steps in to arrange the house. The Bible tells the story of a man that lost his coin and began to search the coin. One of the first things he did was that he put up light. When God steps into that scattered life, do you know what he does? In that dark life, he switches on the light. All of a sudden, people start seeing something wonderful. And then he looks, a lot of things are disorganized. He begins to arrange them. Put them together. He begins to arrange them. And before you know it, that same light that used to be nothing will become the beacon of hope to many people. All you need to is to make decision to follow Jesus. Listen. As long as you are hearing me, no matter how far you've gone, you've not gone too far beyond redemption. You can still be salvaged. Maybe you've wasted money. A young man sat before me and he cried more than 10 minutes. I said, talk to me. Talk to me. He said, I've wasted money beyond count. He had this kind of lifestyle. he was clubbing every night. There was a time his parents sold a land for about 3 million naira, gave him the money. He left, went and lived in Toscana. Lived in Toscana. Every night they will spend about 300,000 in club. Club. Taking wine of 20-something thousand each. He said, man of God, I want to tell you, in less than 2 weeks, the money finished. He said, the only money I have in my account now is 2,000 naira. He was crying like a child. Thank God for the God of a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th chance. But he won't keep giving you a chance. Take advantage of this one he's giving you. The scripture says today is the day of salvation. When you hear the voice of the Lord calling, don't harden your heart. Don't shut your ears. Tomorrow may be late. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful, wonderful to know. It is wonderful to know that Jehovah died for me. Wonderful, wonderful to know. My Savior died for me. My sins were washed away. It is wonderful to know that Jehovah died. Can I have Luke 14:28? I feel like if I don't read this scripture, this message is not complete. Luke chapter 14 and verse 28. For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? 29. Lest haply, after he has started building the foundation and is not able to finish it, that behold it will begin to mock him. The last verse, I want to read verse 30, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish it. Sir, the future you want to build has a cost. There is a cost for a bungalow. It is not the same cost with a kiosk. If you want to put up a kiosk, there is a cost. You want to put up a bungalow, there is a cost. You want to put up a duplex, there is a cost. Three-story building, there is a cost. The future you desire has a cost. It has been costed. What are you willing to do?
Merai ebere Chineke o ekere madu Iwuna yagi na eberegi. Stand to your feet.
Tonight is that night you make a decision. Jesus, I give you my all. I surrender my all to you.
Chineke a Oni me a ekwesi ekwesi a wame metu nobi Oni binso yazo zobota ikonami merani ebere. This world is not my home. I am just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
The angels spoke on me from heaven, open door, and I can feel at home in this world anymore. What can be in the world? What do you mean, one more people? The angels beck on me from heaven, open door, and I can feel at home in this world anymore. Alezebona, Alezebona, can be for a day. Jesus, oh, you see, no, to the noggy day, oh, catch a man, oh, to the day.